Today on Sports Card Investor, the debut of a brand new type of show where we look forward to the week and weekend ahead in sports and predict which sports cards might heat up. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love. Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode, Something New, the debut of a brand new show here as part of the Sports Card Investor channel that we are going to be bringing you every Thursday. The show is called The Forecast, and The Forecast will be a show where we look at the week and weekend ahead in sports. We preview some of the biggest matchups, and as part of that preview, we talk about the sports cards that could heat up if the players and teams have really good games. You know, our popular Top 5 Tuesday episode that we do each week, that tells you what cards have been going up the week prior. So we wanted to do an episode where we also look into the future and talk about what could happen in the week ahead. And that's what this is. So welcome to The Forecast. Welcome to the first episode. And in order to host this show, I wanted to bring in somebody who has a high level of sports knowledge, who lives it and breathes it and talks about it professionally every single day. Somebody who is a media personality, somebody who is on the radio and who covers a lot of professional sports. I wanted to bring that to you, and I didn't have to look far. I just had to look to my sister, because my sister, Amber Wilson, is the host of 790 The Ticket in Miami. She's the host of the midday show, the Zaslow and Amber Show, very popular show down there in Miami. And if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to her on the radio in Miami, you may have heard her in the past on ESPN Radio or on CBS or on SNY, where she has hosted shows and done lots of sports commentary in the past. She really knows her stuff. She covers the Miami Heat and the Miami sports teams obsessively, but also has a great perspective on national sports as well. So I'm very excited that Amber is going to be hosting these Thursday shows and giving all of us a lot of knowledge about what's going to be happening in the week ahead. Please leave in the comments below what you think of this show today, because we want to continue to make this better and make this an awesome Thursday tradition for you. And without further ado, let's get started. Welcome, Amber Wilson.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm thrilled as always to be your little sister, but I'm even more thrilled to be here. Finally part of Sports Card Investor. Welcome to The Forecast, guys. I'm going to be hanging out with you each and every Thursday. And what we're going to do here is I'm going to pick out some games, some matchups that are coming up over the next week in the world of sports. And I'll pick out a couple players from each matchup, a player or two who I feel like their value in their sports card might actually be strongly affected by their performance. So we're going to talk about some sports in real time, and we're going to talk about some sports cards in real time, which is, of course, what you guys are here for. Also, we're going to have some fun, and nothing says fun like the Bengals and the Browns. What isn't fun about that? Thursday Night Football tonight, 8:20 p.m. kickoff, and you're probably thinking, Amber, why are you telling us about two really terrible teams, and why would you start there? Well, from a sports card perspective, there is a player who is interesting, and he, of course, is the new quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow is the number one overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft, and he comes out in week one in his NFL debut, and frankly, he's not terrible, particularly considering that he comes out to make his NFL debut without any preseason games to help him prepare. And he does so in this really strange environment. No fans, even camp and practice weren't the same as they normally are. And of course, like I mentioned, no preseason. He was 23 of 36 passing, 193 yards. He did have a touchdown, or an interception. He also had that 23-yard touchdown scamper. If you watch the game, that's the play that stood out to Bengals fans, because that's the play that you thought, all right, maybe this Joe Burrow can actually do it in the NFL. From a sports card perspective, what's exciting about Joe Burrow is that his value continues to rise. His 2020 Don Russ rated rookie card is up 23 30% in value. Now, of course, his cards are red hot because he is the shiny new toy in the sports card investing market. They're not going to remain hot if he falls on his face and turns into a massive flop. So it is going to matter how he continues to perform. And he has a matchup against a really, really bad Browns team. I also think this matchup is interesting because I think sometimes when you have two quarterbacks essentially going up against each other, so to speak, with a lot of hype, both young quarterbacks, one being so bad, and that one in this scenario would, of course, be Baker Mayfield because he looked terrible in week one in the NFL, then that can make the other one look that much better. And so that might happen here for Joe Burrow. Side note, Baker Mayfield, much better actor than he is a quarterback. He's a better actor than Patrick Mahomes. Baker Mayfield's commercials are hilarious. Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback. Bills and Dolphins. That is a early afternoon Sunday game. And of course, Jeff mentioned that I'm a sports radio host in Miami. That means I'm a Dolphins girl. But I'm not here to talk about my Dolphins. From a sports card perspective, there's not much to talk about on the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play a snap in this game. But Josh Allen is going to play a snap in this game for the Buffalo Bills. He had a great week one performance in the NFL. Really monster numbers for Josh Allen. And it looks like Buffalo might have a real one here in Josh Allen. It's also potentially Josh Allen's division for the taking with the departure of Tom Brady. Remains to be seen how Cam Newton is, I guess, in the long run in a Patriots uniform. Josh Allen's 2018 Prizm PSA 10 is actually down 18% in value. That's off of a 300-plus yard and a two-touchdown performance in week one for Josh Allen. So you're wondering why. Well, overall, his card prices were on the rise all offseason. And then his card value dipped a little, and that happened when basketball came back, and it kind of stole the attention away from football cards generally. So we think that was all that was in terms of Josh Allen. Now he comes out, he has a great performance like I just referenced in week one. If he does that here against the Dolphins in week two, I think you're going to see a spike in his card value, and there's no reason to believe, unfortunately for me, that he can't do that against this Miami Dolphins defense. Cam Newton had a lot of success rushing all over this defense in week one. This defense seems to have trouble with dynamic quarterbacks right now. I was really down on the Dolphins defense coming off of its week one performance. And that probably bodes well for Josh Allen, frankly. My loss is his gain. Look at Josh Allen and his card value prices after this matchup. Ravens, Texans, that is a later afternoon game on Sunday. So let's talk a little Lamar Jackson. Now, I don't know if it's possible for an NFL MVP to become a better passer, but if it is, I'm pretty sure Lamar Jackson did that. And he particularly did that. I won't bore you with all the stats, but he particularly did that when it comes to big throws. The accuracy is off the charts. And why that matters to me is it makes him even more flashy. Now he can air it out. He can air it out. I'm talking throws more than 10 yards. He can really air it out. He's got the big throws. He's got the accuracy. And of course, we already know Lamar Jackson's got the legs as well. So this makes him a really exciting quarterback. It means all eyes will be on Lamar Jackson even more than they already are coming off an MVP season. And that means that his card values should really rise. His 2018 Prizm PSA 10 has been stagnant in value, frankly. Besides Mahomes, Lamar Jackson is the king of the football card market, or at least that's what he was last year. His card prices have seen an incredible rise in value over the past couple years. But right now, there's probably a cooling off period, a little bit of a hangover from all that hype that's been surrounding Lamar Jackson. If he has another signature performance this week against this Texans defense, and there's no reason to believe he can't, then I expect those card values to start to rise a bit and the attention to start turning back to Lamar Jackson. We can't talk Lamar Jackson without talking Marquise Brown. He's Lamar Jackson's favorite target, it seems. I mean, he had 5 receptions and over 100 yards in Baltimore's week one performance. Hollywood Brown, his 2019 Prizm PSA 10. Before I tell you how far it's up in value, let me explain something to you real quick because it's going to blow your mind how much his card is up in value. wide receivers in the past in the NFL, they don't get the respect that they've deserved in the football card market. That's changing because, of course, the entire hobby is changing and it's entirely expanding and growing. And finally, people are buying solid wide receivers and vying for solid wide receivers. Obviously, Hollywood Brown is that. So his 2019 Prizm PSA 10 is up 158% in value. 158% in value. Everyone's obviously excited to see Hollywood Brown catch balls from Lamar Jackson. But also, they're excited to see that performance in week one. You might see more of that in week two. Lions, Packers. If I mention Packers, I'm going to very quickly touch on Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, at this point, it's a legendary quarterback. I don't need to tell you. He had a monster performance in week one. That surprised people, even though we're talking arguably about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I guess maybe it surprised people because there's been a bit of drama with Green Bay. They drafted Jordan Love. I don't know why they drafted Jordan Love. If it was to motivate Aaron Rodgers, it did just that. The 36-year-old's got a lot left in the tank for Aaron Rodgers. But his 2005 Topps Chrome PSA 10 is up 13% in value. That's his most iconic rookie card. If he continues to have incredible performances, that's going to continue to shoot up. When we talk about Aaron Rodgers, we're talking about a guy in the same vein as we talk about, you know, a Joe Montana or a Joe Namath, where those card prices are going to steadily incline over time because Aaron Rodgers is a legend. I think that we can say that. Like, he's their legendary status, generational quarterback type status. He's one of those. But right now, he's adding to that legend. And that's the cherry on the top. He's adding to it week by week. So where we might see a steady incline over time, maybe we'll start seeing some spikes here from his performance. So there's no reason to believe that he won't have a monster performance against a bad Lions team, frankly. Davante Adams is his favorite target. So if we're going to talk Aaron Rodgers, we have to talk about his favorite target in Davante Adams. On Sunday, Adams tied a team record. 14 catches. He caught a couple touchdown passes. He looks like a monster this season. His 2014 Prizm is much like Hollywood Brown's. It's increased so much because, again, wide receivers, they weren't getting the respect that they deserved previously in the sports card market, but it's up 122%. That's going to continue if Davante Adams continues to have performances like week one. This is because of the lack of respect in the past, traditionally, for receivers, but also it's because of his monster performance in week one. Everyone took notice of what Davante Adams did in week one. DeAndre Swift, I want to mention this real quick because we're talking Lions, Packers, and really what matters here is Packers, but the Lions do have their own new shiny toy, so to speak. In running back DeAndre Swift out of Georgia, I really liked him. I wanted the Dolphins to draft him. In this last draft, they did not. He goes to the Detroit Lions. I mention him because it seemed like coming off week one, I wasn't sure what that backfield was going to look like. He's sharing that backfield with a couple vets. But coming off of week one, it was pretty obvious that they do intend to get him in the mix in that rotation. His card to watch is the 2020 Mosaic Silver. It's currently selling for just $50. But if he has a breakout performance at some point here, any week, that card value could double overnight. So he's just a player to keep in mind. Jags, Titans, that is a Sunday 1 p.m. game. Gardner Minshew is the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he was nearly perfect in week one. Yes, Gardner Minshew, like that Gardner Minshew. He was nearly perfect in week one. 19 of 20, 173 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. It was insane. Gardner Minshew's a character. And because of that, it's hard to take him seriously. It's also hard to take the Jacksonville Jaguars seriously. So a lot of people have been sleeping on his cards compared to other quarterbacks from other recent drafts. His 2019 Prizm PSA 10 is now up 24%. He's a quarterback who could really stand to build on that week one performance and his card value. I would imagine if he continues to look like he did in week one, which was a shock to everybody, will reflect that shock. So keep an eye on him anyways, keep him in mind. Pats, Seahawks, talking Patriots, we have to talk Cam Newton. It's interesting because Cam's popularity in the sports card hobby has been on a steady decline, really, since 2016. But now his card prices, all of a sudden, have done a 180-degree turnaround. And that's because he joined the Patriots. And that's what being with the Patriots does to you. But he did look really good against the Dolphins in week one. I mean, really good might be overstating it. He looked good against the Dolphins in week one. He had 15 carries on Sunday, and you might not think that that's a big deal for a rushing quarterback. He's a running quarterback. What does 15 carries matter? Except for the fact that he hasn't done that in a game since 2014. And by the way, that's the only time he's had that many runs in his entire NFL career. I know we think of him as a running quarterback first. He was also competent throwing last Sunday. And I think that this match with Josh McDaniels and the way that Josh McDaniels showed that he's willing to use Cam Newton on Sunday looks like it could be a match made in heaven. The Patriots, apparently, their dynasty, I don't know if it's over. It remains to be seen. But Cam Newton certainly gives them some hope that maybe it's not. I would expect that you'll still continue to see a rise in his card value. His 2011 Topps PSA 10 has risen 37%. And if he comes out and has a good performance against a really good Seattle Seahawks team, that may continue to rise. Real quick, I don't mean to tell you anything that you don't already know, but Russell Wilson, he's pretty awesome. He plays for the Seattle Seahawks. He's their quarterback. And on Sunday, he had one of the most accurate games in NFL history. Now, Russell Wilson is a guy that everybody already knows is great. His 2012 Topps Chrome PSA 10 has been stagnant in value. That doesn't mean that it's not valuable. 3 months ago, that card was under $400. Now it's around $1,100. So, of course, his cards are expensive. And Russell Wilson's legacy is pretty established, but he's adding to it week by week. There's a growing sentiment in the sports card hobby that now might be the time to buy potential all-time greats. And Russell Wilson looks like he's on his way to be one of those all-time greats. So keep him in mind as well. Anyways, Kyler Murray plays for Arizona. That's who I want to talk about. He's, of course, the quarterback. And he showed us some real promise in week one. People are excited about Kyler Murray. His 2019 Prizm PSA 10 is up 20% in value. That's largely because of the addition of DeAndre Hopkins. That helped his card prices in the offseason. So let's talk some DeAndre Hopkins. He had a career-high 14 catches on Sunday, showing that he will be the focal point of that Cardinals offense. His 2013 Prizm is up 65% in value. He got a boost from joining Kyler Murray, and then, of course, week one gives him even more of a boost. Look for that matchup against Washington and if they can continue that chemistry into week two. Chiefs, Chargers, I want to mention real quick another rookie, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back. He's out of LSU. His 2020 Donruss rated rookie card is up 24% in value. It looks like, if we can base it off 1 week in the NFL so far, that this kid is going to live up to the hype. And there is a lot of hype around him. Like, people expect him to win Rookie of the Year already. He was amazing on Sunday. 138 yards and a touchdown. He had a 27-yard run in the third quarter alone. He was really, really impressive in his first week in the NFL, his NFL debut. So definitely keep an eye on Edwards-Helaire and his card prices. Saints, Raiders, let's talk Josh Jacobs. He's a running back, of course, for Las Vegas. He had 139 yards from scrimmage on Sunday, 3 rushing touchdowns in their win over Carolina. His numbers rivaled Christian McCaffrey's numbers. His 2019 Prizm PSA 10 has been stagnant in value. Now, it always helps when guys are taken first or second, the first or second round, I should say, in everyone's fantasy draft. The more hype around a player, the more attention on a player, the more their card value is going to be affected. And this is a player who was that, who was taken in the first couple rounds of everyone's fantasy football draft this season. If he keeps performing up to that expectation like he did in week one, then his card values are going to shoot up and we will see a real rise. I mean, they're up 8% now, which is not anything to write home about, but I think that we're going to really see that rise if he continues to perform. I should mention Alvin Kamara real quick, of course, running back for the Saints. He signed that monster extension with the Saints, $75 million, I think it was, $15 million dollar signing bonus with the Saints like 24 hours before his game on Sunday. And then he looked great on Sunday. His Prism, his 2017 Prism Silver is up 4%. So nothing huge. Kamara was a hot commodity during his first couple years in the league because of his very exciting style of play. And then it cooled off when he underperformed, you could argue, last season. Now his cards are going to follow the direction of his performances week in and week out from here on out. So he had a great performance in week one. This actually very much matters in terms of what happens with his sports card value week to week. So make sure you check out Alvin Kamara in that matchup. So that is what I have for you this week on the forecast. We will do this each and every Thursday, like I mentioned. We'll go through games, we'll go through some players, and I'll tell you what to look for coming up. We'll talk sports cards, we'll have some fun. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'll see you guys next Thursday.